He said, hey. He said, your corn look mighty yellow. He said, that's kind we planted. He said, well, don't look like you're going to get but half crop there. He said, we don't afford to get but half. The landlady get the other half. He said, ain't much different between you and a fool, is it? He said, no, just a fence between us. But they shell that corn, and some of it is, some people love yellow meal, but I don't like it. I don't like yellow grit. I like the white. But they make yellow meal and yellow grits. And we couldn't get that white grits when them soldiers here, they sending, giving all that best stuff to the soldiers.
What about the big kind? Now, if it's real big like that, the
You talking about big homily?
Yeah.
Well, they put a lye in that. Is that and they go to huss it. That's to get that huss off it. They don't put much though, because they have to wash it good. See, they boil that cone, and it'll swell up into a big thing. And they put a pot full up there and they cook it till it's done. And then they take it out and they wash it and all that husk comes off and it's just white cone.
I see.
And they cook that then. They fry it in bacon dripping and eat it. It used to be good. But I don't care about all them things now. But I sure have eaten them.
What about when they used to kill a hog and they ever take the meat from the head?
Well, they cut the head off, and they save that. Now they'll cook part of it, and the jawbone part they call that hog jaw, with the air on it, and they put that up for New Year's, and that's what they cook with a pot of peas New Year's Day. And you know they say if you cook peas on New Year's Day, you have just as many dollars that year as it is peas in the pot. But that ain't so. And they save that hog jowl to put in the peas for New Year's Day. But the other part of it, they'd have ham and they'd cut the bacon, the sides, and slice it into bacon. And they'd have the thigh, you know, the ham part. They'd take the hog feet, they boil them, cook them up and eat them. They liked all that stuff.
What about the insides?
And make crackling. Well, I just told you to take the guts and make sausage.
Sausage. But did you ever take and just cook them up by themselves? Cut them up and cook them up?
Sausage?
No, the inside part that you can eat?
Oh, we used to cook the chitlin. Call them chitlin. The hog guts is called chitlin. We used to cook them by themselves. Just have a pot full of boil them in salt water. Boy, they were good. You cook them until they'd be tender where you could eat them. And sometimes we'd bat them and fry them. Boy, and they're good.
Either
and
way,
the tripe. Then they get the tripe now at the cow. When they kill cows, well, you have beef roast, and you have hip roast, and things like that. You'd separate it all and cut it into beef roasts. And then you would take them hog feet, cow things, and eat them. They were good. All of it was. You could use it. They never had nothing to throw away but the hide. They'd use all that stuff.
What about out of the? Did they ever take the head and boil that up?
Well, they'd cook, make hog head hash, and cow head hash. They'd cook that up, put it in a big pot, and put onions in there, and cook that stuff down to, and it would be so good. Eat it with cornbread and rice, or you could cook a pot of rice. And eat that hash on top of rice. You do the same thing with the hog head. People buy them now at these stores and do it, and pig feet. But I don't care about pig foot. And they buy neck bones now. You can go in the store and buy the cow neck bones, and hog neck bones, some of them beef neck bones, some of them pork neck bones, where they cut all the meat off. And it's a little meat left on the bone. They call them neck bones. They buy them and cook them up with peas or